We would like to talk for a moment about the conceit of the intellect. Now, we are not going to give you one of those lectures that someone has already written a book about, but it is to remind you of something rather important. And that is, there is a very distinct line between being in your heart and in loving kindness, and in your mind and in fearful problem solving. Now, we do not mean that the mind is always fearful, but it often is, because it is always striving to do something by itself that it was not designed to do. So when we're looking at the integration of these two things, and it is very important that we are doing that, that we are looking at the integration, remember that you must be willing to consult both your heart and your mind about as many things as you can. And as you are doing that, of course, that means you are encouraging integration in yourself, which is really quite a beautiful thing to do. Now, in fear, we believe you know by now which part of yourself you will go to first. In fear, you will go to the mind. And, of course, the irony is the more expanded vision, the more expanded information is always connected to your heart. Here is one of the problems, because you must spend some time in your heart and you must give yourself time to know what you know. Sometimes it does not seem as though it is quick enough. It seems as though the mind could get to the answer more quickly. And certainly the mind will take you to an answer more quickly. But whether or not it is an integrated one, that really must be questioned. We are in no way being critical of the intellectual functions, and you are very bright women, which is, of course, a fine thing. But it is something that you have to remind yourself about. Before I go only here for my answer, can I stop and go to my heart and get the information I can from my heart and take it with me when I consult my mind? It is very easy to make an intellectual decision that is actually abusive to your heart. And it is equally easy to convince yourself that you must do that. And that is the thing that we would like to dissuade you from doing. If you could see that going only to the mind and to the fear is the way you cut the universe off from being able to move things in your life, to make the good things happen. And when you go only to the mind, you have only yourself and fear to deal with. When you go to the heart and then to the mind, asking the mind to back up the heart, then you have the full palette of life. And that is a thing in which you can be happy. If you are painting your life in that way, then you will find that you are moving yourself toward happiness. And that is a thing that we want so much for all of you. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, love goes. become aware of the flame of your own spirit in your heart. See how brightly it shines, how it illuminates everything in your heart center. Feel an energy come up from the earth. Let that energy cleanse your root. And release your root from any limitation you may have believed in. Feel that limitation gone, washed away. Feel the cleansing energy come into the second center and wash away any shame or guilt or anything that would prevent you from movement that is like you, that is like your heart. Feel the cleansing energy come into your solar plexus and let it wash away any emotions that may have stayed with you, that you do not need to carry with you anymore. Feel the cleansing energy come into your heart and become a part of a river that flows in your heart, that keeps all of the aspects of you alive and nourished. Feel the cleansing energy come into your throat and let it wash away any communication that turns against you. Any communication that turns against you. So that there is only loving kindness in the voice that you speak to yourself with. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And feel the third eye begin to resume its mastery, its ability to give you the information that is integrated, that is both the heart and the mind, and the intuitive powers. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. Let that water come up to the crown and burst to the crown like a fountain, leaving the crown open and able to connect to the universe. Let that golden light flow into your body, bringing balance and love and wisdom and abundance as it touches every chakra center, the third eye and the throat, the heart, the solar plexus, the second center and the root, all blessed by the universe and all that the universe holds for you and wants you to know and to experience. Let it fill your body, healing you as it moves, extending past your field, past your body to make a field that draws to you what is for you. Now go into your heart. And hold a lamp in your hand that has its light from your spirit. And walk into a corner of your heart where there may be darkness or confusion. And watch that light take the fear away from that part of your heart. And see that light become a part of that place where you may have been afraid. Now take that lamp with you to another part of your heart where there may have been confusion. Let the light of your spirit illuminate the place in your heart where there may have been confusion and bring clarity to that place. Without knowing the answer, know that you have illuminated the place from which the answer comes. And take the light and take it to a part of your heart where you may have been hurt. And let the light from that lamp illuminate the place where there has been hurt. And watch the light transmute the hurt so that it becomes wisdom, so that it becomes love, so that your heart is producing the love that heals the hurt. Now come to the center of your heart and see in the center there that the universe has left a gift for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.